Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, let's go right to him. Always a good friend. Season's over, but we never let this guy get any rest. Charles Davis, CBS NFL analyst, along with Ian Eagle. You get to hear him every Sunday and sometimes on other days as well as we say good morning to Charles. Charles, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Joe. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. So everybody said this Philadelphia roster was the best in football. A lot of people I know felt that way. And then on top of that, you throw in really good coaching, and that was a butt kick, and nobody saw coming. But I just thought all the things that Mahomes' greatness has been able to cover up finally got exposed in that game a little bit, along with the coaching staffs. Probably not getting enough credit. I thought Philadelphia's coaching was outstanding. What'd you think?
Yeah, I agree with you on just about every count there, Joe. I think that going into it, it was a good consensus that the best roster was Philadelphia's. The coaching part is the part I like that you brought up about it, because you know as well as anyone, coaching and development's a huge part of any sport, any aspect of it. If you want someone to be great, if you want a team to be great, it has to be the overall coaching development, everything. So let's just take Jordan Mailata, the left tackle for Philadelphia, as an example. I don't know that there's been too many better stories about player development than Jordan Mailata in the history of the NFL, and that's not hyperbole.
Yeah,
he's a rugby player from Australia. He had never played the game before. They saw the traits. They saw the physical, you know, dimensions in front of them.
Amazing.
They drafted him to make sure they did not have to get into a bidding war, because people knew about him and is like, okay, who's going to sign him as a free agent and just take a flyer? Philadelphia had a plan, and that plan is Jeff Stoutland University, their offensive line coach, who develops people as well as anyone.
Yeah.
And this kid was willing to learn and work at it. And here we are, X number of years later. Joe, it was, I believe, the Dallas draft in Arlington, Texas, where he got drafted. I was working for NFL Network, and we interviewed him. And he came to our set and had to go past the barrier and stepped over the barrier like Andre the Giant used to step over the top rope coming into the ring.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, my goodness. But then I thought, yeah, but he's never done this. Like, how do you pick this up? And look at where we are.
Yeah.
So put all that together, and then I'll end the soliloquy with Howie Roseman, general manager. I don't know that a general manager's had a better last year than Howie Roseman. Free agency, draft, the coaching decisions that were made, because Vic Fangio comes in as D coordinator. Kellen Moore is in as offensive coordinator. Nick Sirianni goes from 2-2 and screaming at fans after a loss against Cleveland to becoming a much better, well-rounded head coach with attention on what the details are, not the fans. And, of course, Saquon Barkley is the free agent linchpiece that does the whole thing. So there you go, folks.
Yeah. Wow. That's it. But it's a hell of a story. Hey, Charles, I got to ask you this because you live it every Sunday. You have one of those officials with you every time there's a call, and you go, "What'd you think?" And so you did that, and they used it. Did it sound? I wanted to get your take on this because you do it every weekend, and that is, it sounded like the official that was with Brady was actually, they were able to talk the NFL on calls to find out the league was telling them what the officiating was telling them what they saw or didn't see on pass interference or some of the other things. Is that what took place?
It wouldn't surprise me, but I don't know because wasn't in there with Mike Pereira, who was doing it for the game for that network. So I'm not sure about that part. But it doesn't surprise me because in the biggest game of the year, everyone, of course, concerned about officiating. We had that, you know, narrative about Kansas City getting all the calls. And then, of course, the first big call of the game was the 4th-and-2.
Right.
And I know, you know, I was at the game with Ian, and we were doing the game for international broadcast, so we were not listening to the game broadcast. So, of course, after the game and the next day as you're reading and hearing, I hear that there was a lot of chatter, obviously, and I knew there would be.
Right.
But Tom Brady disagreed with the call on the push-off on A.J. Brown. I believe Mike Pereira agreed with him that that was a call that did not have to be made. I was on the opposite side. I'm always like, hold it a minute. You guys talk all the time about hands to the head, hands to the upper part of the body. He's got a hand on his face mask, and he pushes off twice, and now we're not calling it. And then they got into the Trent McDuffie call, and here it is on a play, balls away.
Right.
McDuffie goes up, and where does he hit him? Above the head, above the shoulders. He's into the face mask. Again, they're talking about something not being called, and I'm like, whoa, 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 hold on a minute. This is very interesting in terms of how we're looking at officiating now. To me, both calls were accurate. And if you're going to take away both of those calls and we're not going to call them, you let me know later on what exactly you're going to call.
Yeah. It's you went through it, and I hear – I actually have just got – I got to the point before the Super Bowl. I said, listen, man, I'm tired of hearing about the officials give Kansas City all the calls. I seriously – it just got old. It got lazy. It just got – you know,
Joe, real quick. I've challenged every person that's come at me with that. I said, if you're a sports, are you a sports fan? I am. I said, tell me what dynasty that no one railed at the officials protected that dynasty. Everyone, when it was Brady and the Patriots, in fact, right the week of the Super Bowl, someone sent me a cartoon from back in that day when the Patriots were going for another Super Bowl, and it's a picture of handsome Tom Brady, a cartoon of Brady smiling. And three officials in the background hold up signs and said, go Tom, go, or go Pats, go.
Yeah.
So guess what? They said the same thing about Brady's Patriots. They said the same thing about when the Packers were winning Super Bowls and NFL championships, when the Steelers were winning them. And pick your sport. You think people didn't criticize the officials when Michael Jordan went to the hoop? Yes, they did.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Absolutely.
When you are the top dog, everyone thinks you're getting that, and everyone gets tired of you. Guess what, folks? The officials didn't decide this game. And by the way, they missed a huge one on Mahomes late in the game. Not that it would have changed the outcome, but on the forced fumble by Milton Williams, Jalen Carter stroked him right in the face mask on that play. No call.
Right.
The only call was taking the ball and trying to spike it over the goalpost. But he hit him helmet to helmet, right down the mask. No call. But yes, that's right. Kansas City gets every call last time I checked. Give me a break.
You know, the other part of this is crazy. Listen, they make it real clear when they sit with us before the season starts. They have the officials and they go, hey, guys, number one job, protect the quarterbacks. Anything high to the head, anything. I know you guys don't like sometimes the way the sacks are called when they land on the quarterback. We're going to call it because people want to see these quarterbacks stay healthy. And by the way, there was a lot of quarterbacks that stayed healthy and played every game except maybe the last one of the year where they had already wrapped up position in the playoffs. Yeah. So
I
guess
it
worked, you know. It worked.
It works. And then you and I watch games, and there's times when those calls are bad. I'm not going to sit here and say every call these officials make are great. They are not. They are human. They're going to miss some. They make way more good calls than they do bad ones. And we like to pick and choose what call is great, what call is bad, and then assign a grade for the day on these people. It's just absolutely wrong. Most of these calls are pretty well on target. The quarterbacks being hit, not crazy about some of those calls. But as you said, this is where they're going to err on the side of.
Yes.
But I do want the quarterbacks to take some responsibility. These late slides.
Yes.
These cat and mouse on the sideline. Some of that's got to stop. If you want us to play brother-in-law's defenders, then go out of bounds where you say you're going to go out of bounds. Don't get two or three more yards on me to make me look like a fool, because the next time I'm going to throw a forearm right into your neck.
Yeah. No, it's a great point. I've been saying that same thing, like some of the late slides and some of the other things, which, by the way, a lot of you guys have all been saying. Well, you know, it's about that time for that other topic. What, 6, 7, 8 teams need a quarterback, and you're going, well, yep, you can't get them all through the draft, and what's out there in free agency? I want to ask you this question. Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, and Sam Darnold will be starters next year to start the season in the NFL.
I think there's a very good chance of that being true. Very good chance of that being true. Now, for Aaron, it's got to be, does he want to play for a team? Because I'm not so sure, if I say a team, I'm not so sure he can kind of dictate going to a team that is ready-made to try and make a run for it. He went to the Jets because he thought the Jets were ready, you know, hey, they were ready for a big run, and he was the big piece. I don't know the teams look at him as the big piece anymore.
Yeah.
After the last couple of seasons, after the surgery, and if these reports are true, Joe, which I'm sure you've seen, the Jets in their meeting with him told him, hey, if we do want to bring you back, all this McAfee show, all this other stuff, it's going to end. We can't have it. Wow. That's a whole different ballgame then. Yeah. Whatever you want to bring to town, Aaron, you come on, man. We'll do it. You know?
I don't think anybody's going to allow that again. Yeah.
Yeah. And what happens with Russell Wilson? Does someone grab him? Darnold still seems to be kind of the bell of the ball, despite the last couple of games. But my thing with Sam Darnold is, you finally achieved the success you want to achieve in the NFL. Are you sure leaving Minnesota is the right way? I don't care what the dollars are. Because the coaching in Minnesota, the style of play, the people you're throwing to, a good offensive line, you're going to get your Pro Bowl left tackle back next year. Is the money worth it to go someplace else that maybe is not the same situation? Because this is a situation where you have flourished and played the best football of your life. That's the question I would ask him. And obviously you have to ask Minnesota, are you ready to insert J.J. McCarthy right now, or do you want one more year of Sam Darnold? Yeah,
no, all good, all good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Stuff. So I got to ask, I know you've been working with Senior Bowl. You're out there and as well as starting to work on the draft, the second part of your job in the offseason. Strength of this draft to you looks like what positions, would you say, overall?
Big people, offensive, defensive lines. Yeah, offensive, defensive lines. That's kind of what I'm seeing right now. You know, meat and potatoes type players, as my colleague Daniel Jeremiah aptly described them when we opened up the Senior Bowl. That's kind of where the star power is, which doesn't overly excite NFL fans when it comes to draft time. They're going to want to talk Cam Ward. They're going to want to talk Shedeur Sanders. Who's the third quarterback? But I think that these offensive, defensive linemen are kind of the deal. Abdul Carter, the pass rusher from Penn State, may be the best player in the draft when it's all said and done. Kind of like Jalen Carter was a few years ago, but Jalen dropped because of off-field stuff. Right now, I'd say Abdul Carter's right at the top of the food chain. I think the two quarterbacks are going to go very, very high. But I think if you actually truly rank them as the top players in the draft, I think that their number would be more in the 20s than it would be 1, 2, or 3. It's a different year for quarterbacks. But I think people are very careful about what they're going to say and how they're going to go about it. That's just the way that I see it. And out of last year's 6 quarterbacks that went in the first 12, there's a case to be made that neither one of these top 2 quarterbacks would go ahead of the first 6.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? And I got to ask you this, too, why we're talking about this. You saw the Dolphins play a few times. I've been all over since the end of the season. Everybody's talking about all these different positions. We got to fix this offensive line. I want to get your take on what you see in the games you've done with the Dolphins. What do you think would be the upgrade?
Oh, you know, listen, the offensive line, there are players, if you're talking about players in the draft, there are plenty of players for it. I don't think you have any worries at all. Probably the best player at the Senior Bowl last week was a guard from North Dakota State named Gray Zabel. He's played guard, tackle, center. A lot of people would see him as a starting center for them. So there was a case to be made that he was the best player all week long at the Senior Bowl. So, yeah, offensive, defensive line, the whole thing. Joe, I'm just going to say what I've said before to you about the Dolphins. We all like to watch them play. I think fans love to watch them, especially in the early part of the season when their speed just overwhelms people. But until they go toe-to-toe and beat people that you have to beat with consistency, this is where we are.
Yeah. Well, listen, hopefully it gets better. Hey, Charles, man, I really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us just to talk about everything, kind of wrap it up, and I want you to have a good offseason, my man. But I'll be talking to you soon.
Hey, I look forward to it, Joe, as always. Thanks a lot. It worked out perfectly. I was able to ride with you all the way to my workout now. Now I'm going to go get brutalized. All right?
Okay. You stay in shape for both of us. I like that. Thanks, Charles.
You take care, Joe. Be good.
All right. Charles Davis, CBS NFL analyst. And interesting stuff with the officiating. See, he thought the calls were okay. Said no problem. Disagree with those guys. All right. We've got more stuff to get to here. But first, I do want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida, so let's start with convenience. One close to you for a great experience to see what's going on here with the all-new Equinox. Boy, I'll tell you what, the 2025 all-new Equinox is special. Convenient driver tech, dynamic eye-catching exterior. Man, you got an SUV loaded with smart style and practical dependability right over to a 2025 Traverse, our midsize SUV. Spacious as can be, man. Comfortable seating for everybody. Boy, it almost feels like a big boy SUV. Almost feels like it's in the Tahoe family, but it's not there. But I'll tell you, it's got everything you need, including plenty of room for your cargo. Turbocharged 2.5-liter engine also gets better performance and is ready to go for you. And then, of course, the legendary Silverado trucks, man. It's like they've custom-made a truck perfect for your lifestyle. 4 different capable engines, according to what kind of power you need, they've got it all for you. Hey, whether it's towing, whether it's working, whether it's family, Silverado makes a perfect truck for you, working 5, 6, 7 days a week out of that truck. Hey, see your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.